Amen. Good evening, everybody. Amen. Turn over to James 2, please. We'll start about verse 14. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word this evening, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we come to the word not with an attitude of we think we know everything, but we come humbly, Father God. We come with an attitude of please show us more. Please teach us more. That way we don't continue to, like a hamster, run around in the same circle, but we're able to move out further, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to feed our faith on the word of God, to further the kingdom of God. And I thank you, it's not just to further the kingdom of God, but it's also for our benefit, so that we're able to live a victorious life every single day. We don't have to live like the world does, and so there should be a vast difference between the world and the church. And I thank you, Father God, we're the people to show them. Hallelujah, because we believe everything in the word of God, and we act upon everything in the word of God, and we do everything you tell us to do in the word of God. And so we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for your word this evening. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. We wasn't done with what was we talking about? Sunday. Hallelujah. Yes, a renewed mind. Thank you. Hallelujah. But I just felt impressed to go this way with corresponding actions.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go this way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. I got the, y'all don't have the Weymouth translation. I do. Read that so they don't think I'm making it up. Use the microphone, please. 14, please.
Verse 14 in the Weymouth. What good is it, my brethren, if a man professes to have faith and yet his actions do not correspond? Can such faith save him?
Go down to 22, please.
Through 22. Yeah. Suppose a Christian brother or sister is poorly clad or lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, I wish you well, keep yourselves warm and well fed, and yet you do not give them what they need. What is the use of that? So also faith, if it is unaccompanied by obedience, has no life in it, so long as it stands alone. Nay, someone will say, you have faith, I have actions. Prove to me your faith apart from corresponding actions, and I will prove mine to you by my actions. You believe that God is one, and you are quite right. Evil spirits also believe this and shudder. But idle boaster, you are willing to be taught how it is that faith apart from obedience is worthless. Take the case of Abraham, our forefather. Was it or was it not because of his actions that he was declared to be righteous as the result of his having offered up his son Isaac to the altar? You notice that his faith was cooperating with his actions, and that by his actions his faith was perfected.
Amen. Corresponding actions.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read a couple things. Number one, correspond, I looked it up, and it means to be in agreement with something.
Amen.
It means to harmonize.
Amen.
Correspond means to be in agreement with something, to harmonize. Then I looked up action, and I was just really shocked, but it says the accomplishment of a thing usually over a period of time, in stages, or with the possibility of repetition.
Amen.
So action is the accomplishment of a thing usually over a period of time, in stages, or with the possibility of repetition.
Amen.
Amen. Let me go on. Amen. I wrote down this. Between amen and there it is, between that time is corresponding actions.
Amen.
Yes. Between amen, whenever you prayed, believe in God for whatever it is, between amen and there it is, that time right there in between is corresponding action time.
Amen.
And that amen, that's why a lot of people don't see there it is. Because in this time, their corresponding actions fall away because they think it's too hard. Or not think, but it might be too hard. They never really understood to stand in faith.
Amen.
Continue to stand in faith. Never back up.
Right.
Amen. Your faith without corresponding actions won't work for you, even though you're a believer.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Your faith without corresponding actions won't work for you, even though you're a believer. One mistake a Christian does is confess the word of God and at the same time contradict it with wrong actions.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One mistake a Christian does is confess the word of God and at the same time contradict it with wrong actions. Amen. We claim we have a supply or that we're healed according to the word, and then either we worry about how the bill's going to be paid or how, or we tell some people, well, you know, I'm sick.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I'm just telling them how I am. Okay. Well, tell them, look, I'm sick, but by stripes I'm healed. I've already prayed and I believe that I've received it.
Amen.
So I'm actually healed.
Yep.
But see, a lot of times amen.
Amen.
I was listening to this one minister. He is talking about he went to church without his wife. His wife was feeling sick, and so he went to church. And after church, he got back home, and she said, "Well, did you tell everybody where I was at?" He was like, or she said, "Did you tell everybody I was sick?" He said, "No." She's like, "You didn't tell them? Y'all didn't even pray for me?" He said, "No. Why would we pray for you?" He said, "Because before I left, I thought we prayed."
Amen.
And so whenever I said amen, I believed that you received your healing then. So why would I be praying again?
Right. Amen.
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 I don't. Some people, not us, but some people think the more prayer I get, then then it's more likely it's going to happen.
Right.
But that's not so. By no means. Once you say amen, your corresponding actions kick in right then. Yeah. It's like if you're believing for your healing, what's a corresponding action to believing that you, after you said amen for your healing, what's a corresponding action? Me, I know what I do. I get out of bed.
Right. Amen.
I don't start feeling like, I don't start moping around.
Right.
I don't start whining. I don't start hitting all the medicine I can. If that's what you need to do to help you, by all means do it.
Right.
Because I know there's sometimes you have a headache or something like that so bad you can't even focus. Well, take something that'll help you so that you can get focused.
Right.
Amen. Or relieve some pain. If you need it, use it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But corresponding actions for me, I know me. Amen. I don't know how it is for y'all. I understand me. And so I get out of bed and I'll still go to work or I'll still do what I'm planned on doing that
right.
day.
Amen.
Because if I truly believed that I received my healing when I said amen, then I won't stay in bed
right. yeah.
and I won't just mope around and I won't heat everything up in the microwave to lay all over me. Because once I said amen, that's it.
Right.
Well, how do you know? Well, 1 Peter 2:24, number one, explains that I am healed.
Right. Amen.
Pull it up in the King James, please. I didn't turn it on. Thank you. What? Go over here and turn it on? Oh. Appreciate you not being so bossy.
No,
I'm joking. 1 Peter 2:24 in the King James, please. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, then what?
By whose stripes ye were healed.
We really need to pay attention to the whose stripes and then ye were.
Yes.
The were.
Yes.
Really need to pay attention to the were.
Yep.
Because it's that future tense.
Yep. No.
Then why are we saying I'm going to get healed someday?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, in God's timing. When was his timing?
On the cross.
Because if we're talking about timing, what does that say?
Word.
So then his timing was when?
On the cross.
See, we got to get with God's timing. We're assuming God's timing is up there. So we're saying things like, well, you know, one day. Well, his timing was back then.
Yes. Amen.
Right? Because what does word mean? Is that past tense?
Yes, it's past tense.
So that's how I know that once I say amen, I've got something to be standing on. I've got some kind of foundation that I'm able to stand on.
Yep.
And then even though, like whenever I told y'all about my knee, right? You think I've had pain in my knee since then?
Yeah.
Like the other day, it got to hurting so bad I was limping. You know what I did? I laid down and started crying and whining, going, God, I thought I was healed. Well, I guess I can't do this no more.
Right. Amen.
I started, even though I was limping a little bit, I was saying, thank you, God, I received my healing in October during doing the old time camp meeting.
Yep.
Whenever Reverend Ricky called me up and prayed for me, I know I got a brand new knee.
Yes.
So this pain does not belong to me.
Right.
And guess what happened?
Went away.
It's amazing if we'll just continue to stay with that and not give up and just be, man, amen. We gotta stop being a bunch of baby Christians.
Amen.
When are we going to grow up?
Yes, amen.
And once again, I'm not talking about us, amen, because we here on a Wednesday night, amen. But there's got to be corresponding action.
Yeah.
But you don't understand what I'm going through. I don't, but I understand what Jesus went through on the cross for us.
Yes.
And I know what he went through was greater than anything that we have to go through. And so everything that he accomplished on that cross, I don't have to deal with it. Does it show up? Absolutely, it'll show up. But what do I do? Whine about it and call everybody? Or do I speak the word of God to it and continue to stand? Well, it looks like it's all falling apart. So, what does that have to do with what you already believed? Once you said amen, who cares what it looks like? Because like whenever Jesus... If you ever notice, whenever he'd pray for somebody that was either possessed or something, the demon would always throw him down. He's always wanting to try to show something at the end, an expression to make you get out of faith. Because see, once you say amen, then it's going to be like all hell breaks loose. Because now you're standing on the word of God. He don't want to let it go, but he has to. But if we see it and we allow that to affect us and we go, well, I thought we had it. Well, he got us right out of our faith. Now, now our corresponding action is, I can't have it. That's just crazy. I thought, you know, I believed, I received, but it's not happening. It got worse.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Our actions have to correspond with our believing. Our actions have to correspond with our believing if we're going to receive from God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The way you make God's word your own is you act upon it.
Amen.
It's pretty simple.
Yes. Amen.
It's not science. It's not theology and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just, it's easy.
Amen.
It's really easy. If we just read it like it is, and receive it like it is. Just receive what he tells us. By your stripes, ye were healed. By my stripes, you're healed. Look, I accomplished it on the cross, so you don't have to deal with any of the pain, any of the suffering, any of the sickness, the depression. You don't have to deal with it. And so if we get into the word and we actually find out, which just kind of goes along with renewing of your mind, because if you don't renew your mind, you don't know what belongs to you.
Right. Amen.
You don't really know that what God accomplished on the cross for you.
Right. That's true.
You know, and so if we don't renew our mind to the word of God, then we kind of are running around just hoping that something happens.
Right. Amen. Yep. Amen.
Amen. We got to have corresponding actions, right? Go over to Proverbs 3, please. 3, we'll do 5 and 6. We got the ERV, yeah? We'll start with King James. Why are y'all texting me? What'd y'all text me? Oh, I need to turn on the button. I already turned it on. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, King James here. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and what?
Lean not.
Amen. Hang on, let me pull this up. Well, I looked up lean not unto your own understanding. That's pretty much, don't be trying to think that you can support yourself with your own knowledge.
Right. Amen. Right.
Amen. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy what?
Paths.
Amen. Pull it up in the ERV, please. Trust the Lord completely and don't depend on what?
Your own knowledge.
Your own knowledge. With every step you take, think about what he wants and he will help you go the right way.
Amen.
Amen. Pull it up in the Passion. We got the good news? Yep. Do the Passion, then we'll do the good news, please. You got the good news. We'll read it. Okay. All right. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on what?
Your own opinions.
Amen. Amen. Corresponding actions is not, thank you, Father God, for I have a supply to help take care of this bill. Amen. All right, God, now. Now, the way I think we should do this,
right.
Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely what?
On what you think you know.
Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do and he will show you the right way.
Amen.
Go back to 5, please. Never rely on what you think you know.
Amen.
Amen. Never rely on what you think you know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the Message, please. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Amen.
Amen.
Corresponding action is not you trying to do what God does.
Right. Amen.
That is not corresponding action. Corresponding action is going, I believed, I received.
Amen.
I believed, I received.
Yep.
I believed, I received. And then whatever it is you believe in God for.
Amen.
I believed, I received.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Let's go over to Jeremiah 1:12, please, in the King James. It's fine. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will what?
Hasten my word to perform it.
If you look it up in some other translations, it actually says, I will watch over my word to perform it.
Yes.
Amen. If we don't take the word to be ours, then God doesn't have anything anything to make good in our life.
Right. Amen.
Because if he watches over his word to perform it, if it's not in my mouth, if I'm not speaking it, how is he making it good in my life then?
Right. Amen. Amen.
Because if I sound like everybody else, he's wanting to help me. He's wanting to make his word good in my life, everything that belongs to us. But if it's not in my mouth, how is he going to make it good?
Amen.
Because he is not Satan.
Nope.
He won't just try to make you do something.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He gave us a free will.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's why he gave us the word of God. He said, here, you can have everything that's in this. It belongs to you and it's yours. It's up to you.
Yep.
And then once we see it, we just thank God for it, and it becomes part of our life. Amen. That's just all there is to it. Because if he said, I will watch over my word to perform it, then that's exactly what he'll do. And is God a man of his word?
Yes.
He truly is.
Yes.
And we got to understand that. God is a man of his word. Amen. He's not like some people to where they'll say, you know, I'll be there in 5 minutes and show up 3 hours later.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's hard for some people to believe that God is a man of his word, because they don't even believe their own word.
Yeah.
Moving on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go over to James 1:22, please. Be ye what?
Doers of the word.
And what?
Not hearers only.
Deceiving who?
Your own selves.
Be ye what?
Doers of the word.
What's being a doer of the word? You know, I mean, I know there's many different ways to explain it, but to you, just tell yourself, like, what's a doer of the word? What does that mean to you? You know, to me, that means just acting on the word of God. Once I read it and I understand it, I'm like, all right, Father God, even if I don't understand it, I'll say, you know what? I might not fully understand this, Father God, but I understand it's in the Word of God and I'll receive it by faith.
Right.
Amen.
Even if I don't fully understand it, you can still receive it by faith.
Yes.
Because if it's in the Word of God, then we know it's from God for us. Amen.
Amen.
Be ye doers of the Word. And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. See, it's like I was talking about earlier. Be ye doers of the word. If we truly believe, like if we prayed over our sickness or whatever it is, then it would be silly for me to call somebody. If me and my spouse, whoever, you know, prayed for healing in my life or whatever it is, or their life, and then I started calling people or the prayer line, hey, Y'all pray about this for us. I'm not, my corresponding actions are, I truly don't believe what I prayed.
Right.
And so I'm going to see if theirs might work.
Right.
Because if I believe the word of God, and I'm standing on the word of God, and I said, you know what, Father God, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by your stripes, I was healed. And so I thank you, I am healed. Well, I don't feel healed. What does that have to do with you being healed? Because a corresponding action to I am healed is not, well, I don't feel healed. A well, that can be a corresponding action, and you will not receive healing. You'll live a life of defeat. Because the correct corresponding actions are, hallelujah. It might take me a minute to get out of bed because I don't feel that well, but I'm getting out of bed. And I'm going to start doing everything that I will do that I normally do every day. I'm not just going to lay around.
Amen.
Because I've actually tested this out, to be honest with you.
Amen.
Whenever I felt like I had a fever or something, I would just lay in bed. I wanted to see it. I wanted to prove it out myself. And so I'd lay in bed. And the later it got during the day, the worse I felt, and the more energy I felt like I just lost, and I just, by the end of the day, I was beat up, and I didn't even do nothing. But the next time, I said, all right, I believe I received my healing according to 1 Peter 2:24, and I got out of bed, and I felt bad. bad. But I said, you know what? I'm going to do exactly what I do every single day. I'm going to get up and function like I know how to function. I'm just going to stand on the word of God and just continually move forward. Amen. You know, it wasn't that long and all the fever left.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Your actions speak a lot louder than your words sometimes. Because once you get up, you're truly believing that what the word of God says. You're truly believing it. Because if you didn't, then you would just lay in bed. Because if you're acting on the word of God, you're doing something that's contrary to whatever's going on in your life right now. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's easier to act like everybody else acts. But it's another life to act like a Christian, a born-again believer.
Right.
And it takes a little bit of oomph. You can't be a baby. You can't. You can be if you want, but it won't get you too far. Just get you a bunch of napkins, that's it, for tears. I mean, we do have to have some kind of backbone about us, because number one, Satan wants to kill you. He wants you to live a defeated life. And so if I don't have any backbone about me, then I'll allow him to attack my family and my finances. And who would do that?
Right.
Who would allow somebody just to come in and make their kids sick and steal all their finances, right, make the marriage and all that go crazy? Who just wants to let that happen? But somebody with some oomph and gumption about them and knows what the word of God says will stand up and say, you know what? You don't have that kind of authority in my house. You don't have that kind of authority where I'm at. Number one, we can't take authority over somebody else, right?
Right.
No, we can't. Amen. So whenever I actually read Brother Hagin's book, The Authority of the Believer, excellent book. If you don't know anything about authority, hallelujah, I'd read that. So I was over in Iraq and after I read that, I said, you know what? I can't take authority over what all these crazy people are trying to do to us. I said, but I'll take authority over where I'm at.
Yes.
I said, and so everywhere I'm at, I take authority over it right now. If there's people trying to blow up stuff, they are not allowed to do it around me, because my authority is where I'm at.
That's right.
And I have control over that. You know how many bombs went off around me? A lot. Around me. Either I drive over them, walk over them, go past them, but they would never blow up on me.
Amen.
We got to have corresponding actions. Chelsea was reminding me, she said, I still like that one. It's not a faith problem, it's an action problem. I was like, yeah, that's good. Who said that? She's like, you did. When did I say that? you know, we've been talking about faith for a long time, but what's our action life like?
Yes.
What's our action life like? You know, where are we at in acting on the word of God?
Amen.
In our individual lives, where are we at acting on the word of God? You know, we understand what faith is, but once we say amen, are we staying with it? Or are we falling off? Are we giving up?
Yeah.
Well, it's been too long. Why? Why? Once you say amen, stay with it till you see it.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, once you, like Brother Hagin said, he said, once you're prepared to stand, the standing won't take that long.
That's right.
Once you make that decision to stand, standing won't take that long.
Amen.
Once you say amen and you go, regardless of what shows up in front of me, it belongs to me.
Yep.
Then standing won't take that long.
Because
your corresponding actions at that point are regardless. I don't care if everything falls apart around me.
Right.
Like Brother Hagin, he said, he told his wife, he said, you know what? I don't care if the deacons get in a fist fight out in front of the church. Don't call me. Call me after it's all done, and then I'll go out there and pray them back in. Yeah. He said, don't call me. If the church sets on fire, we'll build a bigger one.
Right.
He wouldn't allow circumstances around him to affect what he's believing and going after. And that's what happens a lot of times. We allow circumstances around us in the sense realm.
Yes.
What we can see, touch, hear, smell, we allow this realm to affect what we're believing a lot of times. Well, you know, I was believing that I was healed, but I felt like I got worse. Well, I wonder what would have happened if you'd have stayed with it a few more minutes. Who was that one guy that was drilling for oil down in Texas, and he spent all of his money, all of it, everything he had. And he said, and they were like, we're going to have to pull out. You know, I mean, you ain't got no more money. You ain't paid us in a little while. He said, just go down one more foot. That's all I ask. And he struck it, and he became like a million billionaire. Right. Just one more foot. That was just, I don't know, that was good to me, but yeah. Moving on, sorry. Yeah. Turn over to Matthew 7:24, please. We can look it up in the King James. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, key word, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and what? I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell what?
Not.
For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a what? Which built his house upon what?
Sand.
And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell and great was the fall of it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Notice number one, he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Amen. Thinks about them.
Nope.
Hopes about them. What does he do? He does them. He does them. Amen. And it's also interesting that if you can look at that, you know it's the same storm that hit both houses. So if it would have been the storm or the wind or the rain that destroyed that second house, then it would have destroyed the first house. If it was just the storm. Right? Because if it was just the storm, then both houses would have fell. But it wasn't the storm. Was it? What was it? It was the foundation. It was corresponding actions. That's why you can see somebody, if you pay attention and see somebody kind of going through something, and then you'll see somebody else kind of going through the same thing and see what happens. Just kind of pay attention.
Yeah.
And it'll just start opening up your eyes. You'll be like, man, they went through the same thing. And I thought they, you know, they've been saved a long time. I thought they were more grounded than that. But a lot of times we allow situations just because the wind's blowing and the storms came in. The corresponding actions will continue to stand regardless of the storm. Why do you think Jesus can sleep in a storm on a boat? Number one, he's on a boat. And it's not little bitty waves. It's a storm. And there's water flying in the boat, and I know it's probably hitting him somehow. Did it faze him? See, corresponding actions can sleep through a storm. Once it says amen, regardless of what shows up after I say amen, I know it belongs to me. So I'm able to sleep peacefully. A lot of times we allow worry to come in after we say amen. Well, you really think that, you know, you'll receive your healing? You really think God, you'll have the finances in time to pay that bill? Amen. Same storm, only one house fell, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I wrote down, that's not what destroyed it, was a storm. Amen. The fact that one was a doer of the word and the other wasn't. Amen. Yep. It's not the storms in life that defeat us. Because if it was the storms, then it would defeat all of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever thought about it? While some people face the same storm and get knocked down like this house, it's because they are doers of the word. Not doers of the word. they don't act upon God's word.
That's right.
Right? I looked up what does acting on God's word mean? And I actually found this. It says, if we know the word of God is true and act on it, then it becomes a reality in our lives. I use this phrase, acting on God's word, rather than the terms have faith or believe, because that is what faith actually is. Faith is simply acting on God's word, acting like it's true.
Amen.
Amen. There's a difference in talkers of the word and doers of the word. Talkers of the word have mentally ascended. They believe in their heads that the word of God is absolutely true. Yes, I believe in tithing. Yes, I absolutely believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins and for my sickness and disease. I believe it. I believe it, right? But it doesn't do them any good because they're not making it their own. They're not acting, having corresponding actions to what they're saying, to what they're actually, they're just mentally ascending to it, saying, yeah, I believe it. Jesus and the fig tree, Mark 11, right? 12 through 14, and then I think it's 19 through 21 or something like that. Jesus in the fig tree. What was his corresponding actions whenever he rebuked the fig tree? His corresponding action was, I'm going to continue going where I'm going.
That's right.
Yeah. And I really don't think that he started while he was walking going, I wonder if that tree is dead. Because
yeah.
I doubt he thought about it after he said amen one time. And that's what defeats a lot of people when they say amen. Is that thought will come up, what you think is going to be paid for? You really think you received your healing? And we allow that thought to stay there, and then we start thinking it.
Yep.
And now our corresponding actions aren't with it. They're against it now, because now we're going, well, I hope it happens. Man, I don't know, God. You know, I mean, if you use these two people, maybe they could give me some money, help me pay it off, or maybe I could go get a loan. Maybe I could do something else. I wonder what else I could do. See, that's not corresponding actions in the right way. Now you're trying to figure it out. Now you're trying to explain to God how we should do it, how it's going to happen, because I don't think you're able to get it through right now. So look, I know some people I could probably get a loan from them, so don't worry about it, God. So whenever Jesus rebuked the fig tree, he got up and started walking. Well, he didn't get up, he was already walking, but he just continued walking. And then it was the next day when they brought it back up to him. So he was able to sleep. He was laying in bed that night going, man, I hope that fig tree died. Right. Stupid fig tree. Didn't have no food. I hope it's dead.
Right.
But we allow things in life to just continually roll over in our head and keep us up. Over in Psalms, I forget where it's at, but it talks about he gives his beloved rest.
Yes.
I'm his beloved. That's why I can sleep like a baby all through the night.
Yes.
All through the night. I don't allow things in life to affect me. I don't allow them to get in my mind and me just start thinking on them. Because if you really think about it, that's not meditating. It's meditating on the word of God, but it's actually worrying. And the Bible talks about over in Philippians, don't fret or have any anxiety, worry about anything. And so then if I'm worrying about stuff, I'm actually kind of sinning, because anything that God says not to do and we're doing it, that's not
right.
So to have corresponding actions, anytime that worry or doubt or fret would try to show up, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is that easy? Absolutely. Absolutely. You might not be able to do it the first time. You might have thought about it for a little bit and then caught yourself. Amen. Because like I said, we got to create a habit of it. A habit of resisting it, not thinking about it. We've created a habit of whenever the thought came to constantly run it over in our heads and then tell everybody about it. But we got to create the habit of, that's not my thought. Hallelujah. Amen. And then just stay with our corresponding actions of whatever we believed God for, whatever we prayed for. Because once we say amen, but like I said, between amen and there it is, that's corresponding actions in the middle. Right. You remember Brother Hagin, whenever when he had the paralyzed face and he's walking down, and his that girl, and all, well, actually, and all of his friends there, they all told him, "You ain't healed. Look at your face." Yep. But his corresponding actions were, "You're right. You know, I can tell my face is still numb." Nope. No, it wasn't. He said, "I've received my healing." "No, you didn't. We can see your face. This side of your face, you're smiling. This side's just dead." He said, "You don't understand. When I said amen after the preacher prayed, that's when I received my healing. But you didn't. Your faith is still paralyzed." "No, you don't understand. My corresponding actions are I believed I received it already, so it belongs to me. But your face don't look like it. You don't. I believed, I received my healing whenever I said amen, but your faith is still paralyzed. That's got nothing to do with what, when I said amen, I believed I received it." Even though we got to sound crazy to people sometimes, sound crazy to them. That way you can receive whatever it is you're going after. Because who cares what they think? People think we're crazy anyways. People talk about you already. Y'all know that, right? I promise you, even though you can't hear them. So let them talk. Who cares? Why would I allow... Roll your eyes at me one more time, Starla. No, I'm joking. Oh, no, I know she was. I was messing with her. I just wanted to embarrass her. Now you made me forget what I was talking about. Corresponding actions, amen. When he said amen, he said, "I believed I received it." He didn't allow what it looked like and what it felt like to affect him, right. to disrupt what he already released his faith on. Because once we release our faith on something, stay with it. Amen. Stay with it. Yes, sir. And I'm telling you, we'll see a lot more things come to fruition if we just stay with it. Yeah. Our corresponding actions are, "Hallelujah, it belongs to me." If that just becomes a part of our everyday life, you'll be shocked by the end of the year looks like. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. It's 8:00. Amen. Boy, did y'all get anything? Yes. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and we thank you for your word. And I thank you, Father God, we're not just hearers of the word, but we are doers also. And I thank you, Father God, we will continue to focus on our corresponding actions in the right way, Father God. After we say amen and there, and we understand there it is, I thank you in between there's our corresponding actions, and our corresponding actions will line up with the word of God. And so we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said, amen.